Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wish on a Unicorn by Karen Hess, performed by Kate Rudd. For Kate and Rachel, who have always believed in unicorns, and for Randy, who has always believed in me. Chapter 1. Hanny and I were walking home from school when we saw a unicorn in Newell's field. It wasn't a real unicorn. There's no such thing as a real unicorn. It was just a stuffed thing, propped up against the fence post. Hanny ran toward it, her chunky legs and arms flapping as she went, her short, dark hair flying every which way, but I wasn't moving my skinny self over there in any hurry. I'm the oldest, so I guess I know how to act, even though some folks think I don't. Well, I know a thing or two. And I sure know one of Brody Lawson's tricks before I get tied in a knot over it. Brody wasn't going to see me run after some old stuffed toy. I felt pretty sure he was out there, waiting and watching, looking for a chance to make my life miserable. Well, he'd be waiting a long time if I had anything to do with it. Hanny circled round the unicorn, which was leaning against the fence in the long, dry grass. It stood tall as Hanny's waist and was dingy white, like it had been dragged through the dust and back again. "It real?" Hanny asked, stroking its mane. Hanny's different from other kids. She looks normal enough, except one eye is bigger than the other, but she talks baby talk. Even